The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so they might go and anoint him. Very early when the sun had risen, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. They were there, saying to one another, "Who will roll the stone back for us from the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe, and they were utterly amazed. He said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth. He was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, 'He is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, as he told you.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
In our great celebration of life, the liturgy is the homily, and the liturgy is far more eloquent than any spoken word given by a homilist. So allow the liturgy to breathe. We find ourselves in the Word of God. During these days, our ancestors in the faith, the Jewish people, celebrate their Passover. And we celebrate our Passover. They wandered in the desert. Look at our own journey of life. They murmured. They were lost. They were impatient with God. They were led by the light by night. They were given food for the journey. So it is with us. We belong to the new covenant. They belong to their covenant. They were led through the waters of the Red Sea into a new land, into a new place of life. We were led through the waters of baptism into a new place and a new life. So allow the Word of God to come alive in us as we celebrate this great event of our salvation. And in a special way tonight, we celebrate those who belong to the journey and community. In the beginning of their journey, the first teaching they had was, God has always been in your life. God has always been there. It was God who called you, who formed you. It was God who led you to this day. And so it is with us. Each of us to look at the journey of our own lives, see the murmuring, see the darkness, see that we were lost, that we doubted, that we walked through darkness, we were burdened, we were uncertain, and somehow the weaving of God carried us and brought us through the desert experiences into a new place of life. Thus we pray. The Word of God will come alive in each of us and in our journey of life. Amen.